There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. This hour is going to be quite informative. It's going to make your blood boil. You're going to learn the story of what happened to a man, USA Prepares historian, who was at home, and the doorbell rang late at night, after midnight. And the owner of the home went to answer the door, looked out the window, thought, oh man, it must be some kids. Some children, saw it was the cops, so he took his .45 out of his right hand, put it in his left hand, held it with the muzzle so he could open the door with his right hand. He opened the door, it was the cops. The cops stuck their handgun in his face, demanded he drop the gun with their gun inches away from his face. He stood there. The cops beat him up right at the threshold of his own home. He was inside his home. They beat him up right there, threw him down. He ended up in the hospital. And then they took him right to jail in handcuffs, where he spent the next 3 days. Just telling you the story makes me angry. Makes my blood boil. Welcome, Steve Engel.
Hello, Vincent.
Steve, was that what I said? Was that accurate?
Yeah. It's I'd say a fairly short description of what occurred when, like we were chatting. Really, the only mistake I made was opening the door.
And, you know, Steve, that's such a good point. I mentioned at the meetup last night that you would be on with us today and we'd be talking about what happened to you and that we would be discussing, all right, so my worst concern, my worst fear, if you will, is that the men in uniform show up in the middle of the night, bash the door down, or knock at the door, and there's a swarm of them outside. They've got radios. They've got backup. The backup's got backup. They all have assault rifles, grenades, flashbang grenades, tear gas grenades. They're all armed to the teeth, face helmets, tasers, handguns, extra magazines, AR-15s, body armor, two-way radios, handcuffs, tie wraps, mace, all those weapons of war, right? And they swarm on a house. I'm sure it's to protect me from myself, right? What do you do? I mean, and you said the only mistake you made was opening your door.
Well, they stated in their my preliminary hearing that at different times my lawyer asked him, was Mr. Engel doing anything illegal? And the response was no. At this point, was he doing anything illegal? No. At this point, was he doing anything illegal? No. Okay. Then my question is, why were you here? And the person is pretty much, you described a situation which does happen. In fact, it's happening daily, Vincent, and we both know it across this nation, and the people need to be aware of this and be concerned about this. That a person is, do you just open fire? Do you need to hire security to where anything like this that's deemed a threat? You know, you open fire on, because there's been situations to where that has occurred, and the man that fired on the police, no charges were put against him. In fact, even killed one man, one police officer. Another incident, he shot the chief of police down in Oklahoma four times, hit him four times, and would have killed him if the chief hadn't been wearing a vest. And there were no charges placed against him. So, I mean, this is something that I find intolerable, knowing, having grown up, I'm 64 years old, having lived through the Soviet Union period. You know, there was the Nazis and the Stalin before him, but basically the Cold War and the Soviet Union, and then the Mao in China. Of these type of things going on. And then in recent times, in Central America, as for the death squads, of which we kind of trained, down in El Salvador and in the province of Nicaragua, which I spent some time down in those areas. So this is of great concern, where this is being done against citizens, either by accident or intentional. It's being done over politics. Of people that stand up for their rights, as your listeners need to know and understand, the DHS sent out a thing to this MIAC in Missouri Information Action Center, stating that potential terrorists were anyone that believed the Constitution was the law of the land, people that are against abortions, religious people believe in the Second Amendment, retired military. I mean, they've pretty much taken in about, 100 or 200 million people there, of which they put police on alert, that think that everybody that disagrees with them is some kind of subversive, terrorist, sovereign citizen nutcase. And this cannot be tolerated, Vincent. People are getting beaten. They're being incarcerated. They're being shot. They're being murdered, killed. And they're getting away with it.
And it's all being done with impunity. And, you know, I was stopped by the police about 3 years ago. And I was traveling in a white vehicle. Our daughter had returned it to us after several years of her using it. And it's a 1999 vehicle. And I was pulled over. I had out-of-state plates on it. And it was because I just received it from our daughter. She lives in another state. And the license plates look a little different. Well, I was pulled over, and I was given a summons for way, way, way speeding. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I told this this cop that, well, he got the wrong guy, because I was going uphill, it was foggy. I mean, it'd be insane driving, you know, speeding in those conditions. And I said to this cop, okay, I know who you are. I've got your badge number, and I'm going to report on you every day, because I want to know, what were you doing sniping? Lights off, radar on, you know, why aren't you out there protecting and serving? Why are you on private property? And so I asked him a bunch of questions. And the bottom line was, he told me it's policy. Yeah, it's policy. I said, whose policy? And he gave me his sergeant's name. And so I have all that. And I told him I was going to report on him every day. Well, my ticket disappeared. At the time, I was on a local radio station in Springfield, Missouri, and I told him I was going to make him famous. Now, I wasn't doing that because the only reason I did that was because I didn't speed. I was in the wrong, but he was picking on me, and obviously he was picking on me because he figured, you know, my tags were, you know, 1,100 miles away, and it'd be really difficult for me to fight this. So he figured that, you know, he had an easy prey. Well, it wasn't the case. I wasn't easy prey for his ticket quota. And he said it was policy to snipe on private property, lights off, radar on. Okay? Not protecting and serving. Sniping. Ticket issuing. Revenue generation. Now, what I'm saying is, when I say that the blue plague is killing with impunity, they'll say, well, yeah, but, you know, it's our normal policy. See, if we feel threatened, what we do is we shoot to kill, because we don't, you know, we want to make sure that that threat is eliminated. So they use words like threat. They don't say, you know, kill a man and kill a woman. They say eliminate the threat. So it's a nameless, faceless thing, but it's not a nameless, faceless thing. It's a person that they've killed, maybe a father or a son or a daughter or a mother, right? They're killing us, grandfather, grandmother. It's unacceptable. And I don't care what they say their policy is. What would we say, Steve Engel, what would they say if we said, you know what? It's our policy to shoot the bluecoats. What would they say if we just said, well, yeah, but, you know, that's our policy. You know, it's our normal course of action. Whenever we see one, we plink. Well, it's unacceptable to do that, right? But their policy is, they say, yeah, but that's policy. Totally unacceptable. On all levels. On both sides. But that's what they did to you. They came, correct me if I'm wrong, Steve, didn't they ring your doorbell around 12:30 at night?
I was around, yeah, about that time, about 12:15, as I glanced at the clock. Like I said, I'd just gotten home from visiting my 93-year-old mother, Wichita. It's stressful. I just soon drive, not drive at night, but I ended up driving. You're running, you know, 70, 75 miles an hour. There's a lot of things that can happen, car trouble, flat tire, deers, whatever. You got to stay alert. And so when you, 3-hour drive, you know, I was relieved, exhausted. I was relieved. I'd been down there several days. And so I was take my shoes and socks off. I had my pants and shirt on. And the doorbell rings, and I look at the clock. It's after midnight on a Sunday. I thought, well, maybe one of my kids had, I don't know, locked, you know, didn't have a key, or someone had car trouble, something like this. But I didn't like the whole situation right then. So I just automatically, as I always do, reached down and picked up firearm and went to go see who it was before I opened that door, because if it's some kind of home invasion.
Hold that thought, Steve.
Okay.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy, or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Steve Angle's with us. And Steve Angle lives in Hayes, Kansas. And on a Sunday night, cops came to his house, rang the doorbell around 12:15 at night. And Steve, you were telling us that you had your pistol in your hand. And so would you pick it up with your right hand, your left hand? Tell us how that worked.
Oh, well, it's close by. If it isn't close by, it's ineffective. If you're going to have it, you might as well have it. It was not chambered. It had a dummy round in it just for safety. This was a 1911 45. I've literally shot that type of firearm since I was 14 years old. I'm very familiar with it, and I'm very familiar with firearms, and I'm adamantly safety-minded. There's just no way that barrel's going to be pointed at anything or anyone that you don't intend to kill. And that's the way I've trained my children, and that's why I've always handled things. And so I just automatically, especially at the time of night, whatever like this, picked it up, looked out, didn't know what to expect, but I was probably going to open the door if someone needs help, whatever like this, okay. But I wasn't going to do it foolishly and without some type of way to protect myself and my family. So I went ahead and opened the door. My porch is 5 foot wide. They were back at the back edge of my porch. So they were away from me at least 5 or 6 feet, two of them. And the guy asked, did you call 911? And I said, no. Okay. So at that point, they see the firearm beside me, and they're saying, "Why don't you put down the gun? Put down the gun." And the next thing I know, this guy, I'm watching the gun because I want to know, you know, what position it's in. It's not pointed towards them or anything like that, so my head is pointed down. You know, they asked me to call, if called 911. I answered their question. We had basically, to me, case closed. What else do you want? And the next thing I hear is this guy yell, "Assault on an officer." That's what he yelled out, "Assault on an officer." And I'm, you know, pretty familiar with years ago with police procedure and things. And I, what's this? It startled me. And I looked up, and he immediately pulls out his gun and puts it within 6 inches of my face, screaming, "Drop." And then they have these weird voices they use of, I won't do it here, but "Drop the gun. I'll clean this up, but drop the gun, a-hole." At which point he reached through the doorway and grabbed my shirt, pulled me out, hit the concrete. And as one officer testified, I ended up on the sidewalk. He says, "I don't know how he got there." Well, I kind of do, because you pulled me out and threw me down, and I flopped out on the sidewalk. At which point, they wrenched my arms behind me, obviously using my thumbs, because my thumbs and hands are still numb, and handcuffed me. They stated in their sworn affidavit that they were concerned about the other residents in the house, which I don't have any idea how they know that there's any other residents in the house, but that's what they stated. Just for credibility, I will say this, and for your listeners' information, that one officer, in fact, he interviewed me while I was in a holding jail, and then he interviewed, I found out later, interviewed my family. He had a sworn statement that said, "My son stated that his dad was anti-police and anti-government." At which point I looked at that statement. I think I know my son's pretty well. But I asked him, I said, "Did you say this?" And he said, "No." The cop said that.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so, you know, Steve, I can tell you that there are people who have said that about me, that I'm anti-government and I'm anti-police, and that's not true. I'm anti-bad government and I'm anti-bad cops. No question
correct.
About
let,
it.
Let me just say, and this is for credibility, as I got thinking about this guy stated this as under oath. This is what he said my son said. Mm-hmm. So, as for credibility-wise, I've got thinking, I've voted in every election since I've been 20 years old. I have supported police for the last 40 years. We're involved in police work, police force 35 to 40 years ago. Have been
Hold that thought.
Okay.
We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry Stone.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Steve, I've been thinking about during the commercial break what the cops said in a sworn statement that they lied about your son, saying that you're anti-police and anti-government. I'm paraphrasing. But what if a person were? What's a big deal? Okay. What if a person were anti-government? That doesn't mean a person is going to attack the government.
Well, who decides if you're anti-government or not, Vincent?
That's where I'm going with this. Who's to decide? But Steve, I can tell you that I know for a fact. I know a cop, a former cop, and what his plan was to always build a case. Literally, and we forget that that's what they're trained to do, to build a case so that when they go to court, they can say, here's what this person did. He did this, and then he did this, and then he did that, and they build the case to get a conviction. That's what they do. And I know a cop who was building a case against his wife with two of his friends. So he would use his friends to plant seeds to build the case against his own wife. So that, I'm extrapolating, so that if they ever got divorced, he would use this case that was planted in the seeds, as seeds in the minds of his friends, should they come to testify that, yeah, this guy's wife was nuts, and she ran off with the children, and she took them, and he never knew where they were, and yeah, she was a bad mother, and none of it was true. But that's how cops think. Many of them.
Well, which is very important, is the fact that as I looked at this written statement and saw that, where in the world did this officer, policeman, cop come up with this to begin with? How in the world did this even come about? You mean you were just chatting with my son and my son just comes out and says, my dad is anti-police and anti-government? Really? And my son stated, no, I didn't say that, which I didn't think he would. But this, like you say, building a case, well, good luck, because, as I said, I voted in every election that I could since I was 20 years old, for the last 40-some years. I've supported police for the last 35, 40 years. I've been really involved, which you can attest to, with the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officers Association, and have met with hundreds of police and sheriffs from all over this nation. I am in weekly, literally weekly, phone call conversations and communications with my state representative. Now, how anti-police, anti-government am I, Vincent?
Well, Steve, I know you. You've been to the farmhouse. I've traveled with you. I've been at some of the same events where you've been. You've been the photographer for our events, USA Prepares. You've been to the meetups. You've been to Joyce Riley's house. You and Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby and I all stayed in her guest house. We spent some time traveling together. We've been to the CSPOA events. You've met with lots of sheriffs, police chiefs, police. You're absolutely right.
So where does someone, this is what really concerns me, that some officer, to build a case, he must think this is really important, to build a case that he's willing to lie. I'm assuming there's a recording of this conversation. I trust my son. I can talk to him for 30 minutes and I can get about three words out of him. He's not real a conversationalist. And all of a sudden this thing sticks out. Why does he think this will build a case? This really bothers me, and it should bother every American in this country, Vincent. That's what really bothers me.
Steve, you're right. And from the conversations that you and I have had off the air, we've had many conversations, and they've been following you around since they beat you up and since you got out of jail. But the thing some of the things that really bother me is, number one, why did they show up at your house? Why did they demand to come into your house? Why did they, you know, why were they so rough? Why did they need to, after they beat you up, handcuffed you behind your back? Did they use those hinged handcuffs, those devices of torture?
No.
Did they use those?
No, they used chain. But, yes, you brought up some points here that are very important. That the fact is, no, these police are being trained to lie, and to lie, you know, trained to lie even better, trained to steal, trained to coerce. And after they secured me, then they kept, as I talked to my family later, they kept wanting to come in and just look around. Can we just come in and look around?
For what?
Who knows? But file a lawsuit against these people, which I intend on doing, I'm going to find out why. And the fact is, this started with a fake 911 call. That's what they said they got, whatever like that. No, nothing was said on it. This has been done all over the country. It was done here in Hays, Kansas, a year ago, March. It was on the front page of the newspaper, and they sent out a SWAT team to this house. It was done to me. There was nothing, no voice on the phone. It rang. They said, we got three calls from your address. And I said, no one made the call. This same guy that interviewed my son interviewed me and said, somebody made that call. Somebody made that call. I said, I did. My son did. He talked to my wife. He talked to them. Yeah. So what'd they say? No, they didn't. And they even subpoenaed the records from AT&T for that night, and no calls were made from my house. Now, curiously enough, the police chief with this say, well, we get these kind of calls all the time where the phone lines mess up. Your phones are calling it at 911 by itself. It just so happens I was in jail 3 days, 12 hours, literally 12 hours, almost to the minute after I got out. At 2:38 a.m., three more 911 calls. It happened the next day again at 5 o'clock, 5:02 in the afternoon, which that was kind of curious to me because I was gone. And yet I realized my car is in the driveway. Someone can see my car, so they thought I was home. I was coming home with a friend that helped me get a wheelchair, transport chair for me. We'd been out getting that. I was literally walking up the sidewalk on crutches as I hear someone yelling, and I look down in the street, and there's a police car has the south end of the street blocked off at my property. There's another one on the north end of my property blocking off with a cop yelling at me to come down here, come down here, come talk to me. With his gun drawn, hiding behind the car, and then screaming, yelling at me, show me your hand, show me your hand. Was he ready to shoot me, and why? In the sworn statement, these officers that showed up on that Sunday night testified that, or swore to the fact, they recognized who I was. They knew who I was. And so then what was the purpose after they investigated that there was no 911 call? Of then, were they here to help people, save people? Because they sure didn't help the guy owning the house. They arrested him, beat him, and arrested me, and charged him with the aggravated assault on two police officers, which is an absolute lie. But then again, after this Sunday, on a Saturday, it happened at 8 o'clock in the evening. It again happened on November 30th. Of which I started looking at that. I've had an ongoing lawsuit defending myself against the city for an unconstitutional city ordinance on animals, of which I looked at that, getting a 911 call at, it was late at night. It was 3:05 in the morning, and wondered, well, what was that about? Well, I had a motion to dismiss hearing that week, which I thought was rather curious. I just got another 911 call fake 911 call on March 27th, which I thought, well, I'd just been down that day getting certified copies for the appellate court to appeal this court action I'm involved in. Just a coincidence, Vincent, isn't it?
So, Steve, let me see if I've got this right. You are involved with a court action because you have some animals that this... And what are these animals?
Geese. Two geese. We've had them for like 14... Had them for 14 years.
They're
no longer
geese.
I'm sorry.
Two geese in your backyard?
Yeah. They were children's pets.
Okay. So you've had them for 14 years.
Yeah, we raised them from little, tiny little chicklets.
Yeah. Like the kind I have in the guest room right now. We got
okay.
Six little chicks.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so we have these, and you had them. You raised them for 14 years, and then the city says, no, listen, you can't do that. Can't have
right.
them.
Right. I was in Wichita visiting my mom again when the animal control officer called me and said, well, they picked up my geese because they were in the front yard or the neighbor's front yard. They had gotten out, which they occasionally do. And some woman and a neighbor lady said they never bit anybody. They never crossed the street. Some woman pushing a baby carriage and also with a small child in it and trying to handle two dogs. The geese came down, and she was upset. So the neighbor lady called the animal control officer, and they picked them up, of which she stated she couldn't get out of her truck because one of the geese was pressing against the door and looking in the window. That's in the police report, pressing against the door, looking in the window. So she had to call backup. And one of these, this officer that pointed the gun at me is also involved in the animal thing.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This can be slight.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Steve Engels with us. Steve, many years ago, I got a call from Federal Express, and Federal Express would make deliveries to our farm. And I got a call from this lady from Federal Express, and she was somewhere in the corporate office, and she said, Mr. Finelli, we're just following up, and we're just updating our records. Do you still have that attack goat? And I said, do you say attack goat? And she said, yes. Do you still have that attack goat? And it seems that, you know, we made a delivery, and your goat climbed into the, you know, the delivery truck, and the driver was really concerned. You know, that's kind of what you're talking about. It certainly was not an attack goat. It was just a farm animal. And she was curious about this truck. And you know, the guy opened the back door, and he left the truck and delivered the package to the building. And the goat just climbed in, you know, and it was just uninformed, right? So you have this woman who's uninformed. You have a goose, right? And how big is this goose? Between like 7 and 14 pounds, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Oh, yeah. They're just, it'd be like, you know, they're domesticated geese. One's a Chinese, one's an African gray. You've probably seen them. Like I said, we've raised them since they were chicklets. And she stated in her deal, she could not get out of the truck because one was pressed up against the door and looking in the window. Now, I don't know how big, you know, I don't know what, he must have really stretched on that, his feet, tippy-toed, you know, to look in the window there, I guess, but she had to call for backup. And I know we're getting close on time here, but this, people say, well, what's, you know, they want to say, well, what's the big deal? Just about geese or whatever like that. And the thing is, I hope people understand, it's not about the geese, Vincent. It ends up with a gun pointed in my face, me being charged with aggravated assault on two police officers. You know, with this, to challenge a unconstitutional illegal ordinance is expensive. It takes time. It takes good legal work. And this is, I am going to see this through, and there's a good chance these people will lose, and they know it. And so consequently, they don't like losing. They will do anything and everything to be in control. Well, that's not the America I know, and that's not the America I want for my children. And I've done this all my life, and I'm not leaving this country in the shape it's in for my two boys. And I don't think anybody else wants to leave it. I think people out there know, millions of people know, this country's in serious shape. I'm not sure they know exactly what to do, and everybody's kind of scattered all over the place. But like I told you, I am appealing this. It does take money to do this. And I recently, just recently, put up a GoFundMe.com site, which is GoFundMe.com Defending Animals. It's GoFundMe.com/defending animals. And I'd appreciate all the help. There are millions of people out there that want to, I know, want to do something, but they don't know exactly what to do. But with the millions that are out there, and just like the this country is a state, a Christian country or whatever like that, and there's millions of them out there, and I think they want to help and do something. And with the millions that are out there, can do just a little bit and do a lot of good and go to sleep at night knowing, well, at least we did this. And so I appreciate being on your show. I appreciate you talking about this. I think it's extremely important, Vincent, because we got into a situation to where the, you know, you're seeing years ago a book came out, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and then the saying started, well, and it's all small stuff, which is wrong. Everything means something, and people need to think of it that way. This is how we got into the problems we're in, by people saying, well, you got to choose your battles, and then they end up not choosing any battles at all.
Steve, I'm looking at the GoFundMe.com/defending animals website.
Yes, sir.
These two geese, they're small.
Yeah, and the stories down through there, so there's some interesting information of me being in the hospital and all these, you know, there's health problems involved, but the whole thing is this money goes strictly to, on this appeal and everything like this, and I mean to...
Hey,
to
we're out of time. We're out of time.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class.